Hi, Bloodstream listeners. Host Patrick here, and we are back with another Bloodstream Mini.
It was cool to see other people from the community that are as involved as me and how we can connect through the awards and grow friendship.
That voice belongs to Dominic Fernandez. Dom's an active member of the Hemophilia of Oregon and is a past recipient of a Teen Impact Award, recognizing his contributions toward making the world a better place. In this Bloodstream Mini, Believe Limited producer Drama Del Rosario spends time catching up with previous TIA winners. And so now, over to Drama with more. Drama?
Thanks, Patrick. Each year, the Teen Impact Awards celebrates teens affected by bleeding disorders who are making a positive impact in their homes, schools, and communities. Since applications for the 2020 Teen Impact Awards and the Adam Lynch Memorial Scholarship are due on May 1st, we thought this would be a great time to just reconnect with previous year's recipients to hear from them how the Teen Impact Awards impacted their lives, and since you almost have to talk about it right now, how COVID-19 has put them to the test. With me today is Dominic Fernandez. Hi, Dominic.
Hi, my name is Dominic. I'm from Lebanon, Oregon. I'm in my house for quarantine, and I am 16 and going to be going into senior year next year.
Cool. What city are you in right now for the quarantine, and who are you with?
Lebanon, Oregon, and I am with my family, which is my mom and my dad and my two brothers, but we also have a stepbrother that's named Nick. He's with us, and we also have our cousin from California that's with us in this quarantine. So it's been fun.
Cool. And before we get to the whole quarantine, I just wanted to ask you to look back at the previous Teen Impact Awards and tell us, what did receiving that award mean to you?
Receiving the award together with the ceremony and everything really made us all feel like celebrities, kind of. And I just felt like the whole work was getting recognized, kind of. And it was cool to see other people from the community that are as involved as me and how we can connect through the awards and grow friendships. And that's what I really liked about the weekend I was there.
Cool. Have you been up to any projects or anything interesting since receiving the award?
I've been trying to help around with my chapter. I have gotten into the, I am a junior board member for my chapter now, so taking it slow, but I'm working on it, getting more involved.
How do you feel that now you are, what was it, you're a junior chapter member? Did I hear that right?
A junior board member. So I go into the board meetings and just kind of share my info with them. And I'm not the only junior, it's me and my friend Aaron Smith. So she also won a Impact Award. So it's really cool to see how people are getting more involved by winning the award. It's almost like it's motivating.
How does it feel being a young person and you get to participate in all these board meetings?
Definitely encouraging. It makes me feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm professional, but I'm just in high school. And it's fun, and it's a good way that I can get involved.
Now let's talk about the global pandemic that's happening right now. Just in general, how is the whole coronavirus pandemic affecting you right now?
Of course, keeping me indoors, which is limiting the social time, but through our online technology, I'm more able to connect with each other, with me and my friends from school. And so it hasn't been that bad as in boring-wise, but it's been an experience for sure, and it's cool to be living through it.
How is it affecting how schools are being conducted right now?
The pandemic is affecting my school by shutting it down for the rest of the year. So now we're doing online school, which is a huge adjustment for everybody. So it's pretty cool experiencing this new way of getting taught and learning through school. So I think it's a cool way that they're doing it.
What about things aside from school? How have you been keeping yourself busy during this whole social distancing thing? Any new hobbies, any new like achievements that you want to have? Or...
I think the pandemic has showed a little bit of my autistic side. I actually just recently painted my room. So this is fresh paint as of 3 days ago. And I'm slowly starting to paint the house. So I think it's really affecting my autistic side of making me more creative without me even noticing it.
Why the sudden decision to repaint everything, or your room or everything else in the house?
Mainly because we haven't painted in a long time. And when you're stuck inside, you have to look at it all day. So I think it was just, and it's a fun way that me and my family could bond over and entertain us throughout the day. So I think it's a good way to keep ourselves sane.
Cool. Yeah. Aside from like different hobbies and stuff, I know you're very involved in like community work and, you know, just reaching out to different people. How has this whole quarantine affected your ability to do community work? Is it still doable? Are you still able to do it?
The quarantine has definitely affected the community work. It's made it a little more difficult to find programs to help with, mainly because most of our programs here are getting canceled. So it's definitely finding something as more of a, it's finding something that you could help with rather than community soul for. So just trying to help people get back on their feet or help them learn this new school program is really mainly my focus.
Nice, nice. You know, this whole quarantine is not easy for everyone. A lot of people are struggling. Do you have any experiences with like people like yourself or people that you care about who isn't exactly, you know, dealing with the whole social distancing thing?
This whole social distancing has been hard on a small town. I know there's a lot of people that are kind of going insane staying indoors, and so they want to go outside, but they obviously can't do the quarantine, so I know that's a big struggle. My brothers both have lost their jobs due to it, so they're doing unemployment paid, thankfully. But it's been a big adjustment for them, and it was a struggle at first, but we seem to be able to get it figured out, thankfully. But it's definitely been an adjustment, for sure.
Do you have any like words of wisdom or any advice you want to say to people who, you know, are struggling right now?
I think a word of advice I'd say is there's always hope, and then there's always going to be a bright side of things. And I think a good advice is to be staying indoors, because that will get us over this quarantine faster and get this virus contained so we can go back to living like normal.
And lastly, once this is all over, what is the first thing that you are excited to do again?
I think the first thing would probably get my friends together and play tennis. We've kind of got this whole tennis club going, and quarantine kind of shut that off. So we're really excited to get it back and going and get on the courts and play with each other.
And with that, we have Dominic Fernandez from the Teen Impact Awards. Thank you so much, Dominic. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Yes, I will. Bye.
Today, we have Natalie Rubin. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Well, Natalie, introduce yourself to everyone. Tell us your name, age, and what city you're in right now for the quarantine.
I'm Natalie Rubin. I'm 19 and I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Cool. And who are you with right now with this whole quarantine situation?
So I'm with my mom, my dad, my dog, my cat, my brother, his leopard gecko, and my sister, who normally lives in New York, but she was actually down here for a gig because she's like an opera singer, but now she's stuck here too. So,
so it's full house, I'm guessing.
Definitely. Okay, so-
Before we head over to discussing about COVID-19, I just wanted to know, like, I want you to look back at the Teen Impact Awards and tell us, what did it mean to receive that award?
You know, I think a lot of the time when it comes to especially people in our community, you know, like you go out on the street, nobody really knows what a bleeding disorder is. So it was great to be recognized for things I was doing, because it's not like most people are aware of what our community does and what we go through. So it was nice to feel like, you know, I was making a difference for something, even if like most people didn't know what we're doing, like the people who it mattered to knew that this was like the work that I was doing and my like fellow recipients was like important. And it was a good feeling. Yeah.
Since receiving the award, what have you been up to?
As far as the bleeding disorders community, I have been, I went to the Breaking Through in New York. That was super cool. I've been involved with like healthcare advocacy with my local Hemophilia Foundation chapter. It's actually inspired me to go into political science in school. So I've been doing that. I'm really involved in marching band at my university. And I just recently got appointed to the new member advisor position. So that's super cool. I'm really excited to like help more people feel comfortable in our organization. And that's really about it. Just like college and involvement with the community, volunteer stuff. So yeah.
Cool. And so right now you're a student. I want to know, how has this whole COVID-19 situation affected your life as a student?
A lot. So before I lived on campus, I took all my classes in person. I was like I still am a candidate member for a sorority. And like, I was just busy all the time. I was always going places. I was always with people. If I wasn't doing that, I was studying or sleeping. So now it's just, I'm not really doing much. I'm doing my school online. So it's a lot different compared to school in person, because you know, you have to be motivated by yourself. And yeah, I think the biggest thing for me just to stay like positive during it has been talking to the people that I normally talk to. Like me and my friends are like FaceTiming and like talking every day, and like we're having like virtual parties, or like, so today we're having like make some weird presentation. So like I go to USF and we have our mascot Rocky, and my friend's presenting on the top 5 Rockies. So like there's like medical student Rocky or something like that, shorts Rocky, and she's just like doing a presentation of all of like, and it's just like humor to keep us going, because that's really what keeps people going during these times.
Cool. And how do you think this whole quarantine situation has affected the hemophilia community?
I think the coronavirus situation, as far as the bleeding disorders community goes, I think a lot of us are in a more vulnerable spot than others. Like for example, myself, additionally to having a bleeding disorder, I also have autoimmune disease. So, you know, I'm considered higher risk individual. And I think a lot of us do, for example, myself, not me, but a lot of people have inhibitor, and of course tube inhibitor, that makes you a high risk individual. And people with bleeding disorders often have like health conditions just related to how it's like harder for them to do like certain things. So then, you know, stuff like that. I think additionally, like it's harder to get the support from our community members, because I mean, it's not like, you know, you roll down the street and like 5 people on your street have a bleeding disorder, you know, they're kind of far away. And so it's made that gap of like having people around you a little bit further. But at the same time, I think, you know, the bleeding disorders community is so resilient. You know, we've been through so much, like not when I was alive, but like, you know, there was like the HIV crisis and the blood supply and stuff, and like the legislation not doing enough about it. And I think, you know, if we can get through those sorts of things with our community, I really feel like we can get through anything.
So if anything, the community staying together during this whole COVID-19 situation is so important.
No, definitely. I think staying together during this is really what's going to get everyone through it, because I mean, humans are just so social, and right now we can't be social in the ways that we normally are. But I think also we're so fortunate that we live in this era of technology. You know, right now, you're like halfway, all the way across the country, and we're talking, but you know, this would have happened 50 years ago. That would not be the case. We would have been stuck with our family and our pets, and that'd be it, you know. And we're so readily able to get information as well. You know, like 1 week ago, they were saying don't wear the masks, and now they're saying wear the masks. And I think, like, you know, the technology is really just like what's going to get everybody through this, not even just the bleeding disorders community, but the whole worldwide community of people as a whole. That's the big thing.
Relating to that, have you found ways to give back to the community? Are you still able to give back to the community in this kind of situation?
So right now, my local chapter is doing a lot of, you know, they're educating people on certain issues. So personally, I'm really interested in the issue of step therapy. So they're doing a webinar on step therapy, and I'm going to talk about how step therapy's affected me because I had to go through step therapy. And I think, like, I'm also trying to figure out, just while this time I have nothing really to do, I'm trying to find out more ways that I can, like, get more involved in politics, because I ultimately want to create the change. And maybe even if, like, it's a little bit harder for me to create that change right now, I can figure out how I can create that change in the future.
Aside from that, how have you been passing the time away? Like, what are your hobbies? Any new achievements during this whole quarantine?
I learned how to cook. That was one of them. I'm training my dog to stop barking at people. That's another one. What else? I'm playing a lot of Sims just to pass the time. Catching up on TV shows. You know, the Tiger King's super big right now. Just kind of things like that. You know, I think things that we're always saying, oh, I wish I had the time to do, but now that we have the time to do them, they're getting so boring. But, you know, got to make the best of it.
Why do you think it's so important to have just a fun hobby during this whole social distancing situation?
I think, like, in times of hardship, like right now with social distancing, you know, what really gets people through these things are funny things or entertaining things, because, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in this idea of everything's awful, everything sucks, it's never going to get better. But, like, entertainment and, like, comedy and, like, community, I mean, I think that's really what, like, makes things better no matter what. No matter what you're going through, there's always, like, something to make you smile. And I think that's really just what the world needs right now. They need something to make them feel uplifted and happy, because it's the only thing that's really going to stop people from getting into this downward spiral of negativity.
For those people who aren't necessarily having a good time right now and are in their, you know, bubble of negativity, do you have any advice for anyone struggling with this social distancing?
I mean, I'm definitely no expert on, like, you know, what to do when you're struggling with sorts of, like, situational depression things. But I'd say the most important thing is just reach out to somebody. Like, if you're struggling with negative thoughts or maybe some sort of, like, underlying mental issue that's coming to the surface due to this current situation, I think the most important thing is to maybe talk to your doctor, talk to someone you trust, talk to a family member, just somebody who can help you, regardless if that's maybe getting some mental health help or just someone to talk to. Because I think regardless of how you are doing mentally, everybody needs somebody to talk to. And I think that's just the most important thing, just to tell someone.
Cool. And with that, we have Natalie Rubin from Teen Impact Awards. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you for having me.
After speaking to the teens, I really thought that it was such a breath of fresh air just to hear their positive energy during this time. For a lot of people, COVID-19 is a big physical and mental challenge, so to hear a sense of solidarity really helps me and hopefully other people realize that we're not alone in facing all of this. Who knows how long this pandemic is going to last, so checking up on each other during this time I think is super crucial, and I think all of us should be doing it.
Thank you, Drama, and thanks to our TIA recipients for participating. Remember, you can nominate a Bleeding Disorders Community Teen for a 2020 Teen Impact Award by going to teenimpactawards.com. Hurry, though. Submissions end May 1st. Visit teenimpactawards.com for more. Thanks to our presenting sponsor, Takeda, bleedingdisorders.com, to learn more about them. Thanks so much for listening. Subscribe wherever it is that you are listening, and we'll speak to you again very soon. Bye, everybody.